This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Welcome to the Market You First podcast. My name is Wes Wyatt, and today we're going to be talking about something that is very near and dear to me, and that is something that we're doing right now. You've probably already guessed it, and that is podcasting. Now, podcasting is something that if you have got a knowledge or a passion or both and a desire to share that, you are ready to get started. Now, you have many, many, many different things out there that you can use. You've probably seen extremely high-tech setups, but all you really need is to have a smartphone. Now, if you have that smartphone, you're already on your way to getting started with podcasting. Some of the best podcasts have been done from a smartphone. Now, when it comes to the editing and the other things, such as getting it online and all that, that can be a little bit more daunting, but I do want to offer you this because I had a friend of mine the other day reach out and ask me about podcasting. My podcasts have been very, very crazy, and I'm just going to give you a full disclosure. I have, for the last 5 years, been doing a podcast for a client that has over 246 episodes in a row, never missed a week. I have another client that I've been doing podcasting with for almost 4 years that has well over 200, probably 250-ish podcasts. But my own podcast had just an absolute smattering of episodes. There were actually years where I would have four. Okay, not four per week, not four per month, four in the entire year. And I did that 2 years in a row. I called that kind of being a shoeless cobbler or being a cobbler with tattered shoes. And the reason why was because I was doing it for my clients, but not doing it for myself. Now, this is the Market You First podcast. So I decided I needed to treat myself like a client and go through and make sure that I also was able to, you know, get my stuff in. So what I decided was, you know, with that knowledge and with the question that I had from my friend, he said, you know, would there be a possibility of you telling me, you know, kind of a basics of getting a podcast started? So that's exactly what I'm going to do. So I want you to head over to WesWyatt.com, make sure that you provide me with your name and your email address, and I'm going to be putting together exactly that, a podcasting basics course. So it's going to contain everything that you need to get started, so far as, like I said, just a smartphone and then just some basic editing and how to get it up online. Once you have those things, you are ready to go. I want you to know that, you know, content is obviously going to be extremely important, but the way that you deliver it, it's not going to be something if someone goes through and critiques. They are not there for the knowledge or the passion that's contained in the podcast. They're trying to be, you know, trolls that are, you know, just kind of giving you a hard time. And the reason I say that is because if you have a little bit of background noise or something like that, it's not that big of a deal. If you were being given the winning lottery numbers, would you care if there was some background noise? The answer is absolutely not. So I just want to let you know it's not going to be perfect. You hear me stammer and stutter. I am not going to tell you that I am a perfect broadcaster because I'm absolutely not, but I'm getting the information out and that's what's most important. So here is the deal. Again, go to WesWyatt.com. Provide me with your name and your email address. Like I said, this is going to be something that we are going to have relatively quick available to you. It is going to be a free course and it's going to walk you through the basics of podcasting and you'll be able to get started sharing your knowledge and passion. So do me a favor. If you have any questions, you can go and you can use the thought bubble at the bottom of my site. Just go to the bottom right and click on that thought bubble. If you have a question, I'd be more than glad to answer you. But the best way is to use that WesWyatt.com name and email address, because not only are you going to be eligible to get that course, but you're going to get all the tips, tricks, nuggets. You'll get these podcasts sent directly to your email. And I promise you, I will not spam you. I will share valuable information and And at worst case scenario, if you don't like it, all you have to do is unsubscribe and we'll part as friends. Also, I want to let you know that the context of everything that I've covered in the podcast, make sure that you go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer just to let you know everything about this podcast and the things I've spoke about. But most important is that you get started if, in fact, you do have a desire to get started with podcasting, because you're going to absolutely love it. So until we talk next time, I want to thank you for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. If you have any questions, always let me know. But most important, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.